This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Randall White. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission now says it will give PG&E 2 extra months to reevaluate Diablo Canyon's vulnerability to earthquakes. The federal government said it's moving up the dates when most other plants in the nation must complete their seismic safety findings, but the studies for Diablo and other West Coast plants are being pushed back.
It is a much more dynamic seismic situation west of the Rockies. So the reactor sites in that area were given more time to develop their updated seismic hazard information. And in the same way, they do have a little additional time to work on their risk analysis.
That's the NRC's Scott Burnell. He says the Diablo study must now be completed by the end of September 2017 instead of in July of that same year. He says reviews show fewer U.S. reactors than first thought need in-depth analysis, so the NRC can now shift its focus to those that do. But David Weissman with Alliance for Nuclear Responsibility says the extra time is an indicator of just how complex the seismic situation is at the San Luis Obispo County Power Plant.
What remains to be seen is whether this extra time will be used by the NRC to simply ink their rubber stamps and make any new hazards magically disappear. Or will they honestly delineate any of the needed seismic retrofits that could prove to be too costly for PG&E's ratepayers to keep this aging plant in operation?
PG&E sent KCBX a statement saying its facility was built to withstand earthquakes and other natural events that could occur on the Central Coast. Spokesperson Tom Cuddy says the power company will complete the seismic analysis by the new NRC deadline. Randall White, KCBX News.